on fire, 7 feet out of care. This is Lucas, may I help you?
Is this Lucas?
Yes.
Hi, this is Brad Edwards. I was calling you. I own a Nissan Altima. And my wife just ordered something off the internet, and I don't think it's legitimate. I want to ask you if you know anything about a conversion kit for a Nissan Altima that will make it into an electric car. It's a gas car, and she ordered something.
Yes, but I have no idea anything about it. But.
Well, I got it here, and it looks like I think she got taken. What's in this box is like a cardboard tube, looks like a paper towel roll with copper wire wrapped around it. And this thing, it looks like a, I don't know, you remember that game Operation? It looks like that with the sticker peeled off of it or something. And then, like, a lot of extension cords and stuff. Does it sound like what they give you?
I've never seen one.
She spent $500 on this on something. I don't know. That site looks, it looks like, I think she got scammed. And now I'm sitting here with a box of crap. There's a potato in here with two nails in it. I think it's some kind of joke.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So it came with a potato with two nails?
There's a potato in it, and it's got two nails in it, like a science project. And the instructions are this Xerox piece of paper. They're not even in English. And she spent $500 on this. Not to mention the shipping or whatever.
Yeah, I've never heard of. I would say it was a scam.
You think it was?
I would say so.
Speaking of scams, I want you to do a favor. I want you to turn around and look at the camera. You just got whoopty, dude.
Do what?
You just got whoopty, dude, my friend. Boom! All right.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Manty Dog Radio or Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Manty Dog Radio or Whoop-de-doo.
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 Whoop-de-doo. Live from the Horse and Two Snakes for Cox Warehouse. It's your America's favorite podcast host in the world, Jesse Perry, everybody!
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
It is I, America's favorite podcasting host.
Yes, in the world.
Which makes me possibly the least famous person ever. I am Jesse Perry, as always, and welcome to Manger Dog Radio Hour, Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo!
As always, I'm joined by our fun-geneer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Good afternoon, fellas.
And, of course, by the talent, Mr. Sean Parrott.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, let's give a big hand of Mr. Brad Edwards for that prank phone call. Very funny, man. So glad he's sending us stuff, and we hope to have much more Bradness in the future. Now, got a pretty interesting email.
Oh,
apparently we are being stalked by Revere Radio.
Really? What?
Now, do you remember we were talking before about how we're probably not on there anymore?
Right, we're gone.
Because we haven't talked to them in several months.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As it turns out, I got an email, subject line, you can't get rid of us that easily.
Whoa.
True. And we are coming back on Revere, midnights on Friday.
Yeah.
Our favorite.
This is very exciting. It's so great to retain these fans, to retain the fans we've built. I want to thank Revere. They're relaunching on Halloween. They're going to, I guess,
roll
their podcast or something. Yes, now they're haunted. That's going to be the hook.
I opened up the email and there was a hook in it.
Oh my God!
This is the 30th episode.
Can you prove it didn't happen? Oh, that's right.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Thank you very much, our resident historian here on the show, Sean Parrott.
I believe this is the 30th episode.
Reminding us that this is our 30th episode of Whoopty Doing.
Good job, guys.
That's like
29 plus
28 hours. How many hours is that?
Actually, we are probably right at 27 and a half hours.
Yeah,
that's right. Imagine spending a whole day listening to us.
I can't do it.
It'll be the last thing you do, ladies and gentlemen. Just be careful.
I wonder if Sean's actually listened to one of the ones we've recorded.
Yeah. What's your favorite sketch from like last week, Sean?
I like the one. Did I write one? I like that one.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sean. Not a team player.
Egomaniac.
And as usual, he strong-armed us into starting with one of his bits, but it's an oldie but a goodie. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Mr. Cheap!
Mr.
Hi, I'm Mr. Cheap, and I'm here to tell you some great ways to save money by reusing items in your own home for big savings. Here's a riddle. What's black and white and red all over? Did you guess it? That's right, it's a newspaper covered in blood! Here's another riddle. What holiday is one of the biggest threats against the holy souls of young people today? That's right, it's Halloween! As I'm sure you know, Halloween can be expensive, especially for a single parent who has to pay child support and hasn't gotten a pay raise in years, despite his consistently informative commentary on modern thriftiness. Gosh darn it! Here's a question from John in Oregon. Mr. Cheap, my son wants to be an axe murderer for Halloween, and I'm worried that it might poison his young mind. What should I do? That's easy. Simply let your son know that, despite the joy of watching the lights go out in a person's eyes after hacking them to bits, an axe isn't a very good murder weapon. Too much blood means too much evidence. Try a little poison and be sure to wear gloves. A question from Frank in Tennessee. Mr. Cheap, I lost my keys. What can I do? Well, that doesn't have anything to do with Halloween, so you can go fuck yourself, Frank. Last question from Sarah in California. Mr. Cheap, you seem to know a lot about murder. Well, it's, you know, I'm Mr. Cheap, and don't forget, if you reuse, nothing is nothing because everything is something.
Mr. Cheap.
Halloween edition.
And now it's time for Hollywood Gossip Corner with your host, Pip Tinkle. Pip!
Hello, everybody, I'm Pip Tinkle. Now let's bother some celebrities!
Love is in the air, and Hollywood Gossip Corner has the exclusive. My sources inform me that Miley Cyrus has been going at it hot and heavy with her new boy toy, actor Wilford Brimley! The publicist for the starlet, who plays Hannah Montana, informed me that while they are dating, the relationship won't be consummated until Miley tests negative for diabetes. Guess who's pregnant? If you said former Who's the Boss star Judith Light, you're not even close! And finally, this week's blind item. This famous saxophonist, whose name rhymes with Crinny Cree, was spotted fondling the dug-up bones of dead actress Jessica Tandy, driving Miss Daisy, and raping her corpse! From Hollywood Gossip Corner, this is Pip Tinkle reminding you that if you're loud and Australian, you can make up anything!
My name is Frank. I cut your hair. Sit right down. Don't be scared. At the Barbazology.
Oh, yeah, that's me. The Barbazologist Lee. Tee, tee, tee. $44, please.
Oh. Robert, time for your hair's cut, my friend.
Alrighty then, friend.
Oh, what number clipper you are?
How about a 5?
How about I tell you your future?
Sure, I'm gonna.
I know.
What?
I tell you all your future by looking at your hair.
Really?
Yep.
So what do you see, Frank? Or should I call you Mr. Barbazologist?
See this area on top the roof of your head?
Yeah.
Notice how it thinning out?
Sure, yeah.
Notice how it all gray and nasty?
Well.
This mean you no get laid. Who next haircut, future, whatever?
I am Mr. Frank, or should I say Mr. Barbazologist?
Barbazologist. Will. Okay. Sit your feet down. Take a loads off. You want a haircut?
Yeah, I'd just like a high and tight.
You're pretty good. You just predicted what I do at the work. I get high and tight.
And tight?
Shut up, you die in 2 days.
From what?
I kill you.
What? Jesus!
I wrong. I 2 days. I kill you now. Who need haircut?
Who need future toll?
My name is Frank. I cut your hair. Sit right down. Don't be scared. I'm the barbazology. Oh, yeah. That's me. The barbazologist Lee. Dee, dee, dee. $44, please.
Barbazologist.
The Barbazologist.
Yeah. A fantastic new character here on the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
That will fit very nicely on volume two of our best of.
Yeah.
Segway.
How'd you do that?
It's all part of being America's favorite podcasting, whatever the hell you say.
Host of all time.
We have a fantastic CD out, the best of the Whoop-De-Doo Volume 1.
Mm.
75 minutes of top-notch sketches, scanned-up stips.
And Whoop-De-Doos.
Mm-hmm. And we want to play a track for you now, and it was a way to shill that. Please buy our CD at mangydog.com, mangydog.com. Now here's one of our favorites, Texas Toast and His Talking Dog, Jesus, only on the Major Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Texas Toast is his name. Adventure is his game.
He goes everywhere.
He's got a dog named Jesus. A talking dog named Jesus.
They go everywhere.
Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.
Last week are the incredible adventures of Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus. Trapped in the outback, surrounded by cannibalistic aboriginals, with only a pocket knife and a talking dog to protect himself? Will Texas make it out alive, or will he become the stew and eventually aboriginal doo-doo? Find out on this week's exciting episode of the incredible adventures of Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.
Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.
Gee, Jesus, I sure am glad you're a talking dog. Because of you, them savages thought I was a voodoo magician and hightailed it out of here.
Yeah, Texas, that was close.
We better stop this chatter and get out of the jungle before the night falls. Our guide said something about poisonous nocturnal flying sea rattlesnakes of the age living in these parts just before he was beheaded and eaten.
Well, at least we know we're not in China. They would have eaten me first.
All right, racism. Look, man, sun's going down. We better move.
Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.
Jesus, it looks like we made it. We're almost to the road, but there's still 5 minutes till sundown.
What was that?
Oh, it's probably nothing.
What was that, Texas?
Jesus, I don't know what it was, but it's probably not one of those poisonous nocturnal flying sea snakes with AIDS. Sun's not down yet. So if they were out now, they'd be poisonous day-ternal flying sea snakes with AIDS.
Well, whatever they are, they're getting closer.
Ooh. Oh, dude!
Texas, they've got laser guns with chainsaw bayonets.
Trapped in the outback, surrounded by poisonous day-ternal flying sea snakes with AIDS, carrying laser guns with chainsaw bayonets. With only a pocket knife and a talking dog to protect himself. Will Texas make it to the road? Or will the rattle, hiss, and chainsaw noise be the last thing he ever hears? And how the hell can a snake hold a gun? Find out all this and more on next week's exciting episode of
Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.
Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus. Please order Best of Volume 1 right now.
Do it.
MangyDog.com.
Do not delay.
Now, let's play some stand-up. You guys want to hear some stand-up?
Yes.
I
do, too. And who better than one of our faves? Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. Todd Glass.
Yes.
Right now.
Eventually.
Whoop-de-doo.
You have parking authority. Every town has parking authority. They're not cops. They drive around giving parking tickets. Next time you walk by a car that's getting a ticket, act like it's your car. They're not going to think twice about it. Just walk over and go, that's my car. Don't give it a ticket, you piece of Oh, yeah, you can tow it. I dare you to tow it. You couldn't even get it towed. Don't act like you have the power to tow my car. I had 45 cars towed yesterday. Is that wrong? No, seriously, is it? What age do you have to stop saying serious? And, like, you know what I mean? Like, for real. You can't be, like, 50. Your boss fires you. For real? No lie. You know what I like to do? Look at my cue cards. What I like to do, I like to dress up as a pilot, right? This is a lot of fun. I dress up as a pilot, and then what I do is I go to an airport bar and get drunk. That's good fun, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. You just sit there all day. Oh, my God, I think I've had too many. Huh? I really do it. That's right. I do it. And then you know what I do? Do you want to know what else I do? And then, all right, then I put gauze on my chest and fake blood. And then I go into the pawn shop and I go, hey, you want to buy this pacemaker? Yeah, I do it. That's what I do. And then what I do is I go into the makeup store and I go, do you have any makeup? And they go, what, is it for your girlfriend? I go, yeah, no, it's for you, dog face. Yeah, that's what I do. And then I go to the dog pound and I get a dog. And then I walk through the neighborhood. No one knows it's not my dog. Then somebody goes, oh, my God, your dog is so cute. I go, take it. Whore, and then, yeah, and then I run into the woods. All we're all jokes with whore are funny. And then I dress up, yeah. Then I dress up like a kangaroo, right? And I take a dump on somebody's lawn. And then the wife goes, "Oh my God, Herbie, there's a kangaroo taking a dump on our lawn." And then what I do is I take the kangaroo suit off real fast and I throw it into the woods. And then the husband goes, "What are you nuts? There's just a guy taking a dump on our lawn." And then I get a blow up girl. And what I do is I take the blow up girl and I bring her on the airplane with a jacket and a fake hair. And then when the flight attendant comes over, I go, excuse me, do you have my girlfriend's kosher meal? She goes, oh my God, we don't even have a kosher meal. I go, oh great. Then I take a pin and I stick it in my girlfriend's ass. Then she goes flying all over the whole plane. And I go, great, just because you didn't have her blintzes, now she's sure. Having a seizure.
Oh! Oh, wow. Todd Glass, only on the Mangy Dog Holy. Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Oh, man, with us now is a very funny guy. Sometimes. What's that here?
It's a what do we call it, a guitar?
Oh!
Got him.
We just got whoop-dee-dude.
There's strings on it.
Am I right?
That is Damien Anaya, and he is here to excite us, delight us, and entertain us with his guitar. But that will have to wait for next week.
No,
what? I gotta wait.
We gotta go now. We've gone too far. On behalf of Todd Glass, for the Fungineer Mark Anunson, for the talent Sean Parrott, and for next week's guest, Damien Anaya. Say hi, Damien.
Hey, how you doing?
See you later, Damien. This has been the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop de doo.
Well,
good night.
You couldn't be more than five. You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
Hold
so...
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Mother, so treat her right.
somebody.
Barbazologist.